Governor Bill Walker is in Juneau preparing for tomorrow's start to the legislative session. Regardless of other considerations, the big challenge will be finding common ground with lawmakers over how to fix the state's large and growing budget deficit. In a conversation this morning, Governor Walker says the longer the state waits, the more challenging solving the problem becomes.
You know, some believe that the price of oil will bounce up, back up again, and that will save the day. I'm not one of those. I'm concerned. I believe those that say we're going to be at this price of oil for some time going forward. Sanctions just coming off of Iran, that'll release another 500,000 barrels a day of oil into the world market. So, you know, waiting will cost us significantly. The longer we wait, the more dollars we spend draw down on savings, and it begins to reach a point that some of our options go away of how to sort of resolve this problem as we continue to spend more of our savings.
Republican lawmakers have talked about the need to make deeper cuts. Are there any state services or state programs that you think should really be off the table?
Well, we, you know, I think that there will be discussion of additional cuts. What I hope doesn't happen is that while we're sort of wrestling over $100 million here, $100 million there, we still have a $3.5 billion deficit. And so we need to make sure that we're putting the appropriate emphasis on the solution. Cuts will be part of that. Reductions will certainly be part of that. Will that balance the budget? Absolutely not. And as we know, if we laid off every state employee, it would not put much of a dent in the deficit. So it's much bigger than that.
But are there programs or certain services that you think just shouldn't be part of the mix for cuts?
I think we'll see pretty much everything on the table this session, as far as on both cuts as well as on the income side. So.
Governor, you campaigned as a bipartisan or nonpartisan candidate during your first year in office. You've frustrated both Republican and Democratic lawmakers. Are you going to approach this session any differently in terms of how you relate to lawmakers?
Well, I think differently might be, I think things are different based upon the circumstances that we have. And I think we're a different set of circumstances than before. I think last year we were headed this way. Nobody knew if it was really going to get as bad as it is now. And now we're here. I don't think there's any question about that. So I think that actually being a nonpartisan governor is going to be an advantage to me, because it's not like I'm picking sides based upon my party affiliation, trying to sort of draw people over onto my side of the line, so to speak. I don't have any lines, and I don't have a party. So I think that it in some respects, it's going to be easier. It will be easier for me in this session to deal with some of these issues, because they're not partisan issues. Really, they're just Alaskan issues.
Governor, your plan includes a lot of new taxes on various industries, an increase in the minimum oil tax, the first state income tax in 35, almost 36 years now. Many lawmakers are resistant to taxes. How do you plan to get past that resistance?
Well, I'm resistant to taxes. I don't like taxes either. What I dislike more than taxes is drawing down $400,000 an hour is what our deficit is. So that we need to be aware of. You know, we need to remember that. You know, right now, you know, Alaska has the lowest personal taxes in the nation, as far as certainly always on the personal tax, and we pay out a dividend. And if this plan is adopted in its entirety, we'll still be in the second lowest personal income taxes or taxation or personal level in the nation, as well as a still having a an annual dividend.
A big part of your plan is a major overhaul of oil tax credits. You'd raise about $500 million by replacing some existing tax credits with a loan fund and raising the minimum tax. Do you worry about the impact on the oil industry with prices so low?
Well, I worry about the impact on Alaska with prices so low. Our credit program is the most aggressive in the nation. And you know, we just, we, you know, that was instituted at a time when prices of oil were much, much higher. And we just can't afford that anymore. That's one of the programs that we just can't afford. I know, and meeting with each of the companies, we met with the independents, and they also understand that. They're pretty, you know, I mean, they'd love to get us, you know, would like us to pay the credits that we're paying. But they recognize that we just can't do that. We were on track just to, for the credit program, next year was on track to be over $1 billion in the credit program. That's pretty tough to justify when revenues are this low.
Governor Bill Walker speaking from Juneau. Throughout the week, we'll hear from legislative leaders regarding their ideas for balancing the budget.